Oh yeah, can you please? Yeah, just put my watch on. I will be checking my timer. Sorry.
We can keep your time.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to be here today. I love Tanner Church and I love you all so much. I feel like coming to my home church whenever I come to Tanner. I'm so happy, and Brother Robert Hall and Sister Faye, and they take care of me so well, feed me well, and I'm really happy. I always I miss you when I go to US, India. If 1 year passes, I always miss you. I want to come back again and spend time with you. First of all, I give thanks to the Lord for this wonderful opportunity, and also for all the elders, Brother Henry Carter and Brother Robert Hall, and all the deacons and all the members. I thank you for this wonderful opportunity which you have given me. Today, I would like to share from the Word on the lesson prayer. So, when I was in 10th grade, I understood how powerful God is. I used to hear a lot about God, a lot about Jesus in the children's classes when I was like a child. I heard a lot of stories, and I learned one thing, that when you get a problem, when you have a problem, that you ought to go to the Lord. So now, when I was in 10th grade, my school is so strict school. It is so strict school. The first day when we enter the school, in a week days, one day they will tell a lesson, they teach a lesson. The second day, they give all the notes which we have to copy it into your books. Then they give a homework. We have to study all the homework, all the answers, and tell the teacher the next day. If we don't tell the teacher, until all the students complete the answers, learning the answers by hearting and telling back to the teachers, they would not go to the second lesson. That's how they used to do. And the danger part is, when we don't do our homework and tell the answers, they used to have the canes, big cane, they used to hit us very strongly. And it is so scary. 10th class was, I always was scared to death. I did not like to go to school, but I had to go and I had to learn. 10th is something important in India to get a good grades. And my school always used to get a good grades to everyone because it is so strict. So one of the day, my physics teacher, are you able to follow my English? Okay, good. My physics teacher gave me a lesson to learn. It is a big answer. So I went home and I started trying to read, and my physics teacher is so strict. He hit so hard. I always used to remember, oh my goodness, if I don't read this tomorrow, I will have beatings, you know. And I was scared, and I was trying to read. When I was scared, I could not answer anything. When I'm confused, I could not answer anything. So I'm trying to learn. I could not learn that lesson, that answer. Next day, I went to the class. I was fearful, and I sat in the class, and I was asking my friends, are you ready to answer? Nobody was answering me anything, whether they are ready or not. My physics teacher came inside the classroom. And after he came inside the classroom, he said, how many people have learned the answer? And he brought a big cane, and he took it and stood at the entrance, in front of the children. I said, how many of you learned the lesson? And nobody raised their hands and stood up to tell the answer. And I was feeling, okay, nobody's learned. Then he asked another question. How many did not learn the answer? Stand up. So all class stood up. When all class stood up, my teacher got so angry. And I was the second bench. I was in the second bench, second person. Four people for bench. This way four people, this way four people, first bench. And like that we have the benches. So I was the second person on the second bench from this row. Then he took the stick and started hitting the first guy. Oh, that sound side, I cannot forget those sounds even now, you know. He started hitting the first person. I was shaking with fear. I literally was shaking. I was close to me. I said, Lord, please help me. I don't want these beatings. Please help me, Lord. I was sincerely praying, and telling Lord, please help me. And he hit the first guy. First guy is over. He started with the second guy. And then the third guy, my number is coming slowly. I am getting even scared to death. And the fourth guy, he hit the fourth guy. When he hit the fourth guy, when he finished the fourth guy, he came to my second bench. He started hitting the first guy. They used to hit to the hands. We used to show their hands to the teacher. He hit with the stick and we put our hands. So what was happened? My friend beside me, when Sar started hitting, he removed the hand. So stick slipped and hit himself to his thigh, Sar. Oh, he got so mad, even mad. And I was scared because next number is mine. I said, Lord, do something. Please help me. Please help me. I was closing my eye and I was about to cry. I don't know what to do. And the sounds of the stick is so strong. And finally, he got so mad and he started hitting so hard, stick broke. Okay. Stick is broken. And then Sar stopped and said, okay, find another stick. He sent a boy outside to find another stick in the classroom. They could not find a stick. They came and said, Sir, we could not find a stick. This is broken. And he saw all the students standing and said, sit down. I am giving you one more opportunity until tomorrow. Sit down. Then we all sat down. I escaped the beatings because the stick broke. And ever since that happened, I got a strong feeling in my heart, or a strong faith in my heart that God does wonders. When you pray to the Lord, I started in every moment, in every second, in examination, everything, I started praying. And the second incident in my life, what has happened in my life is, second incidents. When I was in the college, when I was in 12th college, we had a senior group which were a degree people. They always used to fight. They used to fight juniors and seniors, always never get along. They used to fight for small things. One day we were coming out of the school and we were coming on a way, and the senior group students, they attacked us. And one of my friend always used to say to me, Jaypal, you are a best friend to me. If anybody hit you, they need to go through me. They need to fight me first, then they need to get onto you. He used to say that. So that day, what has happened, all my friends were there, juniors and seniors were there, and the senior guys, first they held me with their hands. They tied it, they locked me up in the back and started hitting me. I was looking for my friend, but I could not find my friend. He was the first one to run off when he saw the students. Then everybody was gone. I said, Lord, please relieve me from this position. And I was scared. I don't know what they might have done to me. But the moment I closed and said, Lord, please help me, I was out of their hands. I didn't even turn back. I ran 5 kilometers, not even turning back. I ran and escaped from there. Brothers, sisters, that was the second moment which I got really made me so strong. Then the third, I'll make it short. I know time is getting. Third incident in my life is my marriage. Okay. I was driving the car. My sister had a friend. Her name is Joan. That's my wife now. Okay. They were walking and coming to my house. She was a friend to my sister. I saw Joan wearing a nice dress, and somehow I saw her and said, oh, she is beautiful in my mind. In India, marriages are done by parents. We don't choose. We don't find our partners. All marriages are done by the two parents getting together and do that. And when I saw her, I felt in my heart, Lord, this girl is so beautiful. I was sitting in the steering wheel of my car. It's a small little bit of car. And I said, Lord, if thy will is there, please find someone, a wife like that. But you are so strong, you can even give me that girl as a wife. I said that in my prayer. And I said, Amen and over. 1 year is over. That's the first time and the last time I saw Joan until I saw before my marriage. 1 year later, my dad called me when I was in other station, out of station. He called me and said, we found a girl for you. You need to come back to our hometown. We need to see the girl. I said, Daddy, I don't want to marry so fast. I want to stay for some more time. My daddy said, no, I'm becoming weak. Please come down. So I came back home and I did not dress up well because I wanted girl not to say yes. So I dress up, not like, we wear like a nice coat and tie, everything. But I was wearing like a jeans and a beat up shirt, you know, it was not good. So I went to this party. What they do, they all family members sit together. And the girl comes out with the sweet in her hand. We call it as a gulab jamun or some kind of a sweet. I love gulab jamun. It's a black round circle. Well, I don't know how to explain. the girl comes out. And that's how we see each other. She comes and give it to me. And I need to see her face. And I take that sweet, a smile, that's it. That's the seeing what we have. So what I've done? I was sitting, I was looking, I was not even ready to look that girl. I was thinking who the girl was. And she came out. When she came out, I got shocked to see the same girl which I have asked 1 year before when I saw her with my sister. And I started feeling I should have wore nice dresses, you know. I came out like this. She gave me a seat and a sweet, and I took the sweet, and I remembered that prayer which God has answered my prayer. I thank the Lord. And then my parents gave me 5 minutes of time to decide whether say yes or no. If I say yes, they will settle the matter. If I say no, they will not settle the matter. You know, first of all, I was saying no. I mean, before I was coming to their house, but after seeing her, they gave me 5 minutes. I said, okay, yes. I wanted to find about her also, whether she is yes. But anyhow, she was yes and I was yes. It was happened. These three incidences really put me in a position where I understood how powerful God is. We read in the Bible many stories about God, how wonderful he is. He is so powerful. And I always want to think, I always used to think, how to please Lord. What would be the important thing I can do which will please Lord? I used to be careful in my in the Lord's commandment. But one verse is really shocked me when I was reading in 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter, starting from the 16th verse. Rejoice always, okay? And comma, it says, continually, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. There are three things we can see here. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Then my eyes gone upon to this last point. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Lord's will for you in Christ Jesus. These are the three things what Jesus is trying to explain. And Paul is telling to the Thessalonical church that rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all the circumstances. Today I want to tell only about prayer in the middle. Prayer continually. We can see as Jesus, when he was in this world as a human being, he was a man of prayer. We can see in Matthew 5th chapter 16th verse, In 16th verse, but Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness to pray. Jesus often slipped away to wilderness to pray. He is the big example for us. He is the footprints for us where we ought to walk behind him. And Jesus, his life, when we really observe his life, he used to take time for prayer. As a Christians, we need to understand that we need to ought to also take time for prayer. And here we can see in Mark 1st chapter, 35th verse. Morning prayer. He talks about morning prayer. In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went away to a scheduled place and was praying there. Look at Jesus in the morning. He ought to take time in the morning and went to a place, a scheduled place, and to pray. Let's see ahead in Mark 6, 46. After bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray. And let's see about night prayer also, okay? Matthew 14, 23. After he had sent the crowd away, he went up onto the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. Even in the evening, noon, morning, he was taking time to pray to the Lord. And Luke 6, 12, it says, it is at that time he went off to the mountain to pray. And here, look, this. This verse says even powerful thing. He spent the whole night in prayer to God. When is the last time you spent whole night to pray to the Lord? Brothers, sisters, Jesus is the best example he has given us. Morning prayers, afternoon prayers, night prayers. Even in the night, all night he used to spend in prayer. And as a Christians, we need to understand, if you want to do the will of the Father, we do the commandments of the Lord. And also, we need to be checking our life. How is our prayer life? Do we really pray to the Lord? Bible, strongest people in the Bible we see like Daniel. He's a prime minister. He used to take 3 times a day to pray. It really surprised me when Nebuchadnezzar's son, you know, what is his name? Belteshazzar? What is he? What do you call him in English? God wrote a writing on the wall. Mene, mene, tikalu, pharesis. Do you remember? So, Nebuchadnezzar's son, when he was attacked, the enemy came and took over the place. Even that enemy put Daniel as a prime minister. Do you know that? He was a prime minister before. Even after the enemy came, he was prime minister. And Bible talks about Daniel. He says, Daniel is 10 times wiser than all the wise men in their country. You know how powerful is Daniel? What is the Daniel's life if you carefully observe? Brothers, sisters, he is the man of prayer. He ought to take time to pray. Like Nehemiah, a strong man we can see. There are so many people in the Bible, strongest people. Like David, you know, they had a time or a relationship or a friendship or a speaking to the Lord. Or a kind of a relation they had with the Lord through prayer. And as a church, we need to understand, we ought to be, our life should be a life of prayer. What we need to pray? Many people ask, what we need to pray? What is the reason for prayer? Brothers, sisters, we can see in Matthew 9, 37 and 38. Excuse me. Then he said to the disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord to the harvest, therefore to send out workers into his harvest field. Brother, sister, Jesus is teaching us. Harvest is plenty. You know, my friend used to always used to cry and say, Lord, our India, please save our India. Send the workers, Lord. You know, I never used to understand why he used to cry like that. But one day I stood in the bus stand, I was standing. Our buses are so crowded. If our buses have 40 seats, 80 people will be there in the bus. You know, that's how the buses are so crowded. And the bus stop is so much full of people. I stood and as I was watching, I was seeing many are there to be saved. There are few maybe Christians you can find in that big hundreds of people. Harvest is plenty. Workers are few. Church need to be careful and asking the Lord, Lord, please send the workers. Church need to ask, take time. And as the scripture says, when you asking the Lord, God will be sending the people. You know, it really, when you pray for a person, instead of saying that person is a sinner, that person is a sinner, he's adultery, he is a murderer, he is a lustful guy or a thief or a liar, instead of saying, hey, let us sit and pray for them. He is a Hindu, he is a Muslim, or he is somebody else and somebody else. Let us sit and pray for them. Brother, sister, one of my friends, his name is Suresh. He works in our office right now. He was a radical. He was anti-Christian group. He never liked Christians. He never liked Christians, never liked the church. Once, when I see his olden days, I really get scared because he used to wear this white religious dress of their religious dress and with a big beard and everything. You know, he was a serious radical. You know, I told my wife, I want my friend to be saved. I want the gospel to be shared to this man. How can we do? I tried to teach him. He would not listen. He was a radical. But we put him in prayer. In all the list where we were putting, I said, let us start. After marriage, we had a special list. So I church together. We used to gather together in Fridays and had a special prayer. You don't remember, you don't understand. It amazes me. Around 3.5 to 4 years later, that man heard the word of the Lord. And the word hit that man so strongly. One day he came to church, he heard the word. Second week he again came to church, he heard the word. He started having interest on the church. You know what has happened? One day he came forward and said, Brother Jaipal, I wanted to be baptized and washed by my sister. Now he is a strong Christian. He leads the singing at my church. Whole family is still not believers. They are Hindus. But this man is, now he is praying for his family, trying to teach his wife and children. Brothers, sisters, prayers is something where God listens and answers. When you call to the Lord, God answers. That's what Matthew 7:7 says. You know, it shocks me. Seven is a number, you know. 7 and 7, we should never forget. Ask and it shall be given unto you. You know, that's a promise. That's a promise. Let us go down. When Philip prayed, when he was stoned, Philip was praying and asking Lord to excuse them. You know, Paul was there. That prayer was not wasted. Paul was saved, brothers, sisters. 1 Timothy in 2nd chapter. I would like to read this also. 2nd chapter starting from the first verse. Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks to be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved, to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, Paul was telling Timothy that you ought to pray for all men, authorities. All men should know the truth. You know, as a church, we need to be careful, brothers, sisters. We ought to pray. You know, something I want to tell you today. God bless us so much. He gives us food, shelter, everything. He expects us something. We did not come to this world to just please ourselves. We have come to this world for a purpose. I know one thing. I met with an accident one time. My sister was behind me. I was driving the motorbike. I could not see left side. The car guy came and hit us and ran off. I fell down. God's grace, I had a helmet. I think that helmet really helped. It is by the Lord's grace I'm really alive today. That day was a dangerous day. When people started hitting me, I could not open my eyes. I was fainted. I don't know how long I was fainted. After I fell down, I fainted. And they started hitting me, and I heard the voices of the people saying, "Oh, he is gone, he is gone." Some people were shouting, "Oh, he is gone, he is gone, he could not get up, we need to take him, call the ambulance." You know, they were shouting. I could able to hear their voices, but I could not able to open my eyes. But finally, two people held two of my hands and trying to lift me up as I was fell down in the road. They tried to lift me up. I can see. My head was completely down. I can see. I slowly opened my eyes. I can see people are upside down. When I opened my eyes, when the people started talking, then I understood that I met with an accident. I'm going to die. You know, the moment when I felt I'm going to die, you know what has happened in my mind? I started thinking, "Lord, I didn't do anything for you. I came to this world, I didn't do anything to you. Please give me opportunity." You know, people will understand when the deathbed comes. You don't want to go empty-handed. You start feeling, "Oh, I should have gone back. I should have done something." You know, when I thought I'm gone, I said, "Lord, please help me. I don't want to die. I have to do so much things for you." The moment I said, I got up somehow. I saw my sister full of blood, sat in an auto rickshaw, three-wheeler, and then they took us to the hospital. Brothers, sisters, we are here in this world for a purpose. We are here in this world. We are receiving all the blessings from the Lord. And what is the output we are giving for the Lord? Let me remind you one story about fig tree. In Matthew 11, we can see, as Jesus was so hungry, walking by, he saw the fig tree. He searched for the fruit. He could not find a fruit. Then Lord Jesus cursed the fig tree and left. And when they returned back in the evening, the fig tree was completely gone, destroyed. Why do you think God has really cursed the tree? Just because God was not fulfilled by the fig trees, his hungry was not, he was not filled with the fruits. You know why? The tree is taking everything, the nature, the light, the water, the space, but is not giving the fruit. He is taking everything, but it is useless to be in that area. Why the area be wasted? God gives us everything in our life. Anything you want, God is giving you all the blessings, whatever we need. Where is the output in us? Are we caring for the people? Are we taking time Brothers, sisters, it is important to think about it. And second, this is the church prayer which I have talked so far. Now I would like to talk personal prayers. Before I go to personal prayers, I would like to see to a scripture called 1 Samuel 12, chapter 23, verse. Samuel said, "As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you." He says, if I fail, I am sinning against the Lord. That's what Samuel said. Let's go to the personal prayers. I know time is up. I'll try to close this fast. Personally, prayers is also so important, like what we need. We have so many things in need. Some people have a job problems. Bible says in Matthew chapter 21, 21st to 22 verse, Jesus replied, "Truly I tell," Philippians. Let me start with Philippians. Philippians 4th chapter 6 to 7th verse. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayers and supplication with thanksgiving let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and minds through Jesus Christ." Christ Jesus. Anxious for nothing. Anxiety comes when you have a worry of something. You need something, you're anxious. If your health is going down, you want to be strong again, you're anxious. You're anxious. If a man is finished with his education, he's anxious to see, he's worried about his job, he needs to find a job. Bible says, anxious for nothing. If there is a trouble in the job, you're anxious. You're worried. If you are trouble in the family, you are worried. If there is a problem in the friendship, there is worry and the anxious, brothers, sisters. Anxious for nothing, Bible says. Let your request be known to God. That's what the Bible says. You need to sit with the Lord and open your mouth and give all your requests, whatever you needed, to the Lord. God is near to those who call upon me. That's what the Bible says. I'm near to those who call upon me. I'm close to those who are broken. Let your request be known, brothers, sisters. Opening our mouth and asking Lord is so important so that you can be answered by God. There is nothing which God cannot do. He can do all things. If there is a sickness, first thing what we need to, I learned in the Bible by reading, is first run to the Lord. Sit with him and pray, "Lord, why is this sickness has come? I'm going to the doctor. Please be with the doctor so that he can give me a right medicine." I learned by Asa. In the Bible we can see King Asa, so good, so nice. But he got a problem in his health. You know what Bible says? Even though the problem was so severe, he never turned to God and said, "Lord, this is my problem." God was waiting for him to see. God was waiting for him to ask so that he can heal him, or he can give him a solution. Like Hezekiah, God gave him a solution to bring put a medicine. God was waiting for Asa, but Asa never turned to the Lord and said, "Lord, this is my problem." Bible says because he didn't turn to the Lord, he died with that sin. So dangerous. In every problem, we can achieve success. Financial crisis, should ask the Lord. You know, asking and the needing things are like a seed. Okay, let me tell you this. We know the seed which is planted in the ground. When you put the seed, you know the tree will be coming. But you have to do one more thing. You plant the seed, You have to water it to get the plant to grow. If you do not water, you will not see the plant grow. Seed is there inside. What you need is inside there, still there. You know what you need, what all the things needed, you know it. Lord, if this would be like this, it would be so nice. I need this, I need this, I need this, I need peace, I need all these things. I need a good wife or a good husband, a good job, a good success in my job. All these needle things or a necessary or a desires maybe, it's all inside like a seed. Watering is something where you pray at the last time. You bring out that seed, you come out and say, Lord, I open my mouth and give it to you. When you sit and open your mouth, then you are watering on that seed. And you will see the plant grow and the fruit. You know, example I will give you to make it clear. Hannah as an example, okay? Hannah was suffering because she had no children. We know that. She had no children. And every year she is coming to the temple and going and coming to the temple and going and it's happening. And Hannah's Penina, you know, she had children. And children were growing and Hannah used to see the children. She was sad in her heart that she had no children. She wanted children, but she had no children. She wanted to have a good family, like a family, children playing with her. It's like a seed which is inside. It is there. She wanted it. Husband said, I can't do anything if God cannot bless you. One day, she watered. She went into the temple, opened her mouth, and said, Lord, give me a child. You know what has happened? Immediately, Lord answered her prayer. In the same way, brothers, sisters, I encourage all the church members, in every situation, when we start opening our mouth, we receive what we require. And we will get off from the troubles what we are facing. It may be any trouble. God will help us. That is a promise. Finally, I will tell one thing and close. There is one danger if you do not pray. There is one danger. The danger part is that Lord says in Mark 14:38, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. If you are weak in prayer, you know David was weak in prayer when he sinned. He is supposed to go to wars with all the other kings who are going in that season. He forgot God. He was walking on the rooftop and saw this and saw the lady. Even sinning also, he did not remember the Lord. By brothers, sisters, when you are weak in prayer, Bible says, watch and pray. You watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Pray at all times, brothers, sisters. There is a danger if you do not have a praying life. I love one story of King Jabez, not a king. Jabez said, Lord, bless my family. Increase my territory. Protect. Let your hand be upon my family. Lord, you know what? Lord liked that prayer. He said, okay, take it. I am going to bless your family. You know, Jabez prays that. He opened his mouth and prayed it. And there is one more incident with King Hezekiah. He had a war, insults. The enemy came and started insulting Hezekiah with a big troop. 185,000 soldiers standing outside, and Hezekiah doesn't have anything with him. Bible says he went and spread that letter before the Lord and said, Lord, What shall I do? Please help me. You know, that night, God have sent one angel. That's it, one angel. And the enemy camp was outside the outside there waiting, and they were sleeping in the night. Angel came down and killed 1,85,000 people at one night. Next day morning, king got up and saw no one is there. A man can become an ordinary to extraordinary when he have a praying life. One, two, three people cannot pray. Confident people or overconfident people will never pray to God. They think they are so strong, they can do anything they want to do. But they will fail at the last, like Saul. Okay. Second is the proudest people. They say, no God, we will be, I can achieve. They will pray. They cannot pray. And finally, I will tell you, one more thing is, if there is a sins in your heart, you will not pray to the Lord. You do not like to come before the Lord. Brothers and sisters, sin is also very dangerous. I want to tell you and close. Saul was sinning. God did not answer. In Malachi, second chapter, we can see Judah, people of Judah were praying so strongly to the Lord, said, I am not listening to your prayers because you have treated your wife. I am the witness. You have a sin. You broke my covenant. And Lord said, I am not going to hear. When there is a sin inside our heart, we cannot receive an answer. And we need to be praying. We need to clear up our sin with the Lord. Sin is like a wall between you and God. There is no clear route. If you are not baptized, there is a big wall which is in between you and God. There is no access. In Isaiah says, it is like a wall. You need to break up and make a way clear so that God can hear you and answer your prayers. Is my time up, brother? Can I have about 5 more minutes? No? Okay. 2 minutes, okay. Let me tell about faith also. This is a big lesson, okay? Small story I will tell and close. This is about faith. You know, Bible says, ask in faith, okay? I'm not going to scriptures, there is no time. Ask in faith. I'll tell you something and then close. Faith is something, I will tell you a story. Whenever you sit in prayer, you need to believe that God is going to answer. The day you sit before the Lord and started opening your mouth, you should already believe that God is going to answer that prayer. And you come before the Lord with any problem. It may be a big or a small. It may be anything you want. You just come to the Lord and say, Lord, you are sitting. Have faith upon Lord. That's what the Bible says. And faith is like this. A man was walking in a desert. He was so thirsty, he could not have water. So finally, he found a small hut. With a small hut, he ran. He was almost, his water is over, his bags is emptied, and he had no food, and he is almost about to die. And he went, ran into the hut, difficultly, and trying to search for a water. He could not find the water, but he found a borewell, hand pump, which is inside the hut. He tried to do the hand pump, but water is not coming out. It is so beat up, it's an old one, rusted. Still working, but no water coming out. Then he was, oh no, what shall I do? And he leaned back and he saw there is a bottle and a rack with full of water. Jumped up, took the bottle, tried to open and drink the bottle, and there is a small note written on a bottle. Says, he opened the note, and the note says, pour this water into the well, then do the borewell, the pump, then the water will come out, drink the water, fill this bottle again, and fill your bags, and put this back again, so that other people can also do the same thing. And he got shocked. He is scared now. He is already over. His strength is gone. He had a journey. One more day. He was thinking, if I pour this water If the water doesn't come out, I will lose this water also. But if I drink this water, I may go half day, but I cannot reach my destination. What shall I do? He started thinking, shall I believe this or shall I not? Finally, he said, I will believe this word. He took it, poured water into the borewell, and done it. And the water came out. He filled his stomach. He was so happy that water came out and filled all his bags, filled the bottle and said, believe me, it worked. He wrote one more note and tied it to the bottle and put it on the top. It is the same thing with the Lord. Lord says, believe what I ask, I will give it to you. It is the same thing what Lord is saying. As a Christian, I encourage you, let us ask Lord, believe. Let us be our strongest people. Let us do something for the Lord. It is not what church is doing for us. What you are doing for the church. What is you are doing for is important. Brothers, sisters, let us think about it. And if you are not baptized, brothers, sisters, today is the day. Do not waste the time. As we stand and sing, please come forward as we stand and sing the invitation song.